Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 11, The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna, Text 15. Krishna, Krishna, Ravindaksha. Tate Histanam Piba. Along Vahara Shutchanta. Krida Shranto Siputraka. Krishna, Krishna, Ravindaksha. Tate Histanam Piba. Alam Viharai Shuchanta Krida Shanto Siputraka Krishna Krishna Ravindaksha Tate Ehistanam Piba Alam Viharai Shuchanta Krida Shanto Siputraka. Vaishnavis. Krishna Krishna Ravindaksha. O Krishna, my son. Lotus eyed Krishna. Tata. O darling. Ehi. Come here. Stanam. The milk of my breast. Piba. Drink. Alam Viharai. After this, there is no necessity of playing. Shutshanta. Tired because of hunger. Kridashranta. Fatigue from playing. Asi. You must be. Putraka. Oh, my son. Mother Yashoda said, my dear son Krishna, lotus-eyed Krishna, come here and drink the milk of my breast. My dear darling, you must be very tired because of hunger and the fatigue of playing so long. There is no need to play anymore. Text 16. My dear Baladev, best of our family, please come immediately. with your younger brother Krishna. You both ate in the morning, and now you want to eat something more. 17. Nanda Maharaj, the king of Vraja, is now waiting to eat. Oh, my dear son Balaram, he is waiting for you. Therefore, come back to please us. All the boys playing with you and Krishna should now go to their homes. Purport. It appears that Nanda Maharaj regularly took his food with his two sons, Krishna and Balaram. Yashoda told the other boys, now you should go to your homes. Father and son generally sit together, so Mother Yashoda requested Krishna and Balaram to return, and she advised the other boys to go home so that their parents would not have to wait for them. Om Agana Trimadandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militang Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We are thrust in the middle of an intimate pastime of Mother Yashoda scheming so that Krishna will come home and take prasad. Whenever there's an opportunity to hear about Krishna, the devotee who wants to make advancement seizes that opportunity to hear about Krishna and glorify Krishna. That seizing of the opportunity is the evidence of that bhakti is developing. Just like in material life, when there's an opportunity for sense gratification, you know what to do. Deluded by the three modes of material nature, you seize the opportunity. Yes, let's do it. In bhakti, that same enthusiasm is there, but it's all for the perfect purpose of hearing about Krishna and glorifying Krishna. The devotee, in the core of his or her heart, feels this pounding urge. Just like the materialist feels the pounding lust, the devotee feels the pounding desire that Krishna must be glorified. I must do something to glorify Krishna. I can't sit still without Krishna being glorified. By the mercy of Shukadeva Goswami, Prichit Maharaj, coming through Parampara, presented by Srila Prabhupada, we are thrust in the midst. We're right in the central dynamics of a kind of tug of war, a tug of love between Mother Yashoda and Krishna. In chapter 9, you already heard about Damodar Leela, how Mother Yashoda decided to bind Krishna because he was so restless, she didn't want him racing off into the forest after she had chastised him. And so she sought to bind him with a rope to the grinding mortar. And you know a famous segment of that Leela, how no matter how many ropes Mother Yashoda brought, Krishna could not be bound. He who has no inside or outside, no beginning or no end, how do you get a rope around his waist? Yet for the sake of Leela, for the sake of pastimes, Krishna appears to have a tiny waist, which shouldn't have taken more than 2 feet of rope for him to be bound. Yet, he refused to let Mother Yashoda bind him. Why? He was determined. How am I going to enact my daily pastimes of what? Stealing butter and playing with my friends. He didn't want his mother to interfere with that. She wants to bind me, I want to play. So just as Mother Yashoda was determined, so Krishna has his own determination. So how are things going to work out? We'll see that same apparent clash of love happen when Mother Yashoda is wanting Krishna to come home and take lunch. So in the Damodar Leela, Krishna decided, let my vibhutis take over. My powers of opulence, they'll make the rope impossible to go around me. But he became affected by Mother Yashoda's determination to love him in her own way. She's thinking, he has to be protected. I have to bind him, otherwise he'll get into even more trouble. He'll race off in the forest and who knows what will happen. I have to bind him. This is what I do as his mother, and he is my child. She had that determination. And she labored very hard with that determination. The epitome, the perfection of labor of love. Still, it was labor, but there was no trace of material exhaustion, fatigue, strain. Yet she was endeavoring mightily. We also want to serve Krishna. We aspire to serve Krishna in that way. Giving our all in all without any material motivations, any material taints of desire for fame, recognition, our own gratification. Mother Yashoda was certainly laboring. The Sanskrit word used is parishrama. That word can also be used for the labor of materialists. But in the case of Mother Yashoda, she's on the perfect platform of love of Krishna. So she had the parishrama, and gradually Krishna became affected. At first, he was resistant. She's stubborn to do what she wants. I'm stubborn to do what I want. He had his swanishta, his own determination. And she had her, the acharya say, bhaktanishta. She had the determination of a devotee to serve Krishna in her way. So finally, what happened? How was the situation resolved? Because of the overwhelming purity of her love and the effort she made. She was making effort. You know how she was gathering rope after rope after rope. The older gopis are watching and smiling. Mother Yashoda begins to smile too. What's going on? She's with her rational faculties. She could see rope after rope. Can't bind him. They're always, the sum total's always two fingers too short. That two fingers too short has significance. Everything in Krishna Leela has significance. And therefore you can go on analyzing these leelas endlessly. Hearing the acharya's analysis of these pastimes. Two fingers too short means out of the three methods of self-realization, karma, jnana, and bhakti, two don't make it. Karma and jnana. That's what the significance of the two fingers too short is, the acharyas say. Only bhakti can bring Krishna under the devotee's control. So Krishna responded to his mother's effort. This is a very important point for us, because in our outreach activities, in our service activities, in support of the outreach activities, how much are we the doer? The actual resolution of our service endeavors comes from Krishna himself. When Krishna becomes satisfied by our efforts, Krishna does everything and then gives all the credit to the devotee. So this is the platform of bhakti that we're longing for. That somehow or other Krishna becomes pleased by our efforts and then he makes everything happen. Of course, then there's competition. Krishna wants to give all the credit to the devotee, but the devotee wants to give all the credit to Krishna. In this way, the love and the service goes on increasing as the competition continues. Krishna wants to serve the devotee. The devotee doesn't want to take any service from Krishna. The devotee wants to serve Krishna. Finally, in response to Mother Yashoda's parishrama, her intense labor of pure love, labor without any trace of material strain or fatigue? Finally, Krishna responded with kripa, mercy. All right, let her bind me. I have my own agenda, my agenda. Besides playing with my friends, my agenda is to become conquered by my devotee's love. So that love of Mother Yashoda resolves the situation in which Krishna was determined to play and do mischief, and Mother Yashoda was determined to bind him. So here in this chapter, we have the same paradox again. Krishna is attached to playing. Let's get that straight about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, the possessor of unlimited opulence. He is attached to playing with his friends in the forest of Vrindavan. He is not attached to creating the universe. He is not attached to maintaining the universe. He is not attached to destroying the universe. He is not even attached to the royal palaces of Dwarka. He is attached to playing with his friends in the forest. And Mother Yashoda, she is attached to caring for her child, no matter what wondrous things he does. And she's seen some wondrous things. Still, she knows the supreme absolute truth is he's my child. I must care for him. She first sends Rohini. Let's get into the whole strategy, because it's going to take a lot to get Krishna to stop playing with his friends and come home and eat. It's going to take politics, and Mother Yashoda is the expert politician, making strategies, managemental tactics, how to do everything to get Krishna back to take his lunch. And then, so again, you're going to see the struggle of pure love. She sends Rohini, and Rohini's calling Krishna, Balaram, please come back for lunch. Even though Rohini is the mother of Balaram, still, Balaram and Krishna both are more attached to Yashoda, and Rohini knows that. But just see how there's no envy in Vrindavan. She fails in her mission, and she goes and tells Mother Yashoda, you'd better go and call them yourself. Call these two boys, because they have more affection for you than they do for me. Can you imagine a mother saying that? Someone else call my son for lunch, because my son and his brother have more affection for you than for me. But that's what Rohini did. Showing us that if we want to be ready for Goloka Vrindavan, we have to be free from all envy and know how to participate and cooperate with Krishna properly. So Mother Yashoda is now coming, and you're hearing the account of what it's like for Mother Yashoda to summon Krishna and Balaram. She's calling out, Krishna Krishna Ravindaksha, oh Krishna my son, lotus-eyed Krishna, come here, drink the milk of my breast. Her breast is already flowing with milk out of affection. Come here, drink the milk of my breast. Tata, my dear darling, you must be so tired because of hunger and fatigue of playing so long. How can Krishna become fatigued? Fatigue is a symptom of the material energy, diminution, exhaustion, strain, and stress. But no, she's saying, you're tired because of playing. You ate a long time ago. You ate in the morning. Krishna is certainly not fatigued from playing. He can play eternally. That is God. He plays eternally, nonstop. But what does Mother Yashoda say in Vatsalya Prem, in pure love of Krishna, in maternal love? She says, there's no need to play anymore. You're going to tell Krishna that? There's no need to play anymore? Alam Vaharai. After this, After what you've been doing all morning, there's no necessity of your playing anymore. Mother Yashoda is calling a timeout for playing. But how does Krishna feel about that? Of course, everything is for Krishna's pleasure, whether he's playing with his friends or he's eating with his father Nanda Maharaj. Everything is his supreme enjoyment. Nevertheless, these are all interactions of pure love. And so Mother Yashoda has to scheme how to get Krishna back. So first she calls him. Krishna, Krishna, come drink the milk of my breast. You're tired. You've been playing all morning. Now let's get into the details here that the Acharyas give. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami. Let's get into Mother Yashoda's strategy. She knows what she's doing. She's calling Krishna from afar. Why? Because she's thinking, if I get up too close near him, he's going to run away. So I start calling from afar. Krishna, Krishna, Ravindaksha. She's already scheming. But there's no response. Krishna and his friends are determined to play. So then she says, in text 16, Hey Rama Gatsha Tatashu, my dear Baladev. And how does she describe Baladev? As Kulanandana, the great hope of our family, the best of our family. Please come immediately with your younger brother Krishna. You both ate in the morning, and now you ought to have something to eat more. So why is she calling Baladev? Why is she addressing him specifically? This is politics. She's thinking, I'll call Baladev Kulanandana, the best of the dynasty, and Krishna will feel motivated like that. I'll bring out some envy in him. Why is she calling Baladev? What about me? So she knows what she's doing. Even though she's in pure motherly love, that involves scheming, it involves